so much. Appreciate it. Rod Oram, business commentator, 18 away from 7.
Heather Duplessy-Allen.
Right, to the markets, and Sam Trefui of Milford Asset Management. Hiya, Sam.
Evening, Heather.
Now, Sam, we have reached the halfway for the year. We've got a global pandemic still surging. We've got unemployment on the up. We've got volatility as a result of that. And the NZX 50 index is back to the same level as it started the year at. So what is going on here?
Yes, look, it was certainly surprising to see the market back where it was, given everything that has gone on. So over the first quarter of the year, we fell roughly 20%. And then the past 3 months, we have seen that recovery. And looking into the composition of it, it's four key stocks that are really driving our market. So Fish and Paykel Healthcare, Pushpay, Chorus, and the A2 Milk Company. And Fish and Paykel, up 55%, has been the key contributor to that recovery. There are plenty of other companies out there whose share price has fallen considerably this year, more than 20%, and they have found it much tougher going forward. But those four stocks driving the market, they are businesses that have managed to weather the COVID storm and been beneficiaries of COVID-19. Not that they've thought to be, but what has happened is their growth has been accelerated. The adoption of their products has been pulled forward in a very short space, which would have normally taken many, many years to achieve. So it's good to see.
Okay, let's have a look at Fisher & Paykel Healthcare. Of course, big news for them this week especially. So the company reported its financial results on Monday. It has now become worth over $20 billion. It's our largest listed company. How has COVID accelerated this growth?
Yeah, look, what Fish and Paykel, the core of its business is selling products that help the treatment of respiratory issues in hospital ICUs. And I think if management were seeking to market their products at the start of the year, COVID was certainly not in the playbook, but it has been a real game changer for them. So the CEO, Lewis Gradon, spoke to investors earlier this week as part of their results, and he was signaling a huge awareness in their products from physicians and hospitals, from doctors, from purchasing managers for hospitals, and it has become a first go-to treatment when patients present in hospitals for COVID. So the $20 billion market cap is a real testament, I think, to the quality of their technology, the quality of the company, and the opportunity that they have ahead of them.
Sam, how sustainable is this growth, do you think?
Look, management are optimistic about it, Heather. COVID clearly has been a step change for them. It's pulled 4 years of growth. And based on their estimates, look, they're only 10% or less than 10% through their possible market or the addressable market for their product. So there is certainly a long, long runway of growth ahead as they continue to fill out that market opportunity.
And given the huge surge in demand that they have with these COVID cases, again, building in various parts of the world, how are they thinking about managing the business from here?
Yeah, so I was firstly going to say, look, they've done an impressive job so far. When orders came flying in February and March for their products, they did a great job of ensuring that it actually reached patients who needed it rather than just fulfilling orders regardless of the desperation. And in some cases, this has meant increasing production of certain products by 3 times in the couple of months. Looking ahead, look, they've pulled for their capital expenditure. They're doubling their manufacturing spend for the year ahead to be ready for however COVID plays out from here. So, look, doing a great job.
Sam, thank you so much. Sam Trefui of Milford Asset Management. A text has come through. This doesn't upset me in the slightest if the media...